Mr. Burns, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Well, I've been a Rockets fan for a little bit.
Really?
Some years ago, I went to Central Michigan, Toledo Rockets game, and had a ball, and I thought my kids thought the Rockets logo and name was pretty cool. So,
great. We'd love to have you come back and see it.
Well, we're going to try and get that done sometime soon.
Okay. I saw
a story that was very interesting. The University of Toledo promises scholarships to Michigan and Ohio students who graduate with a 3.0 GPA. This promise scholarship program is targeting eighth graders. Tell me about it.
Sure. Well, we've had a program similar to the promise programs. We happen to call it the University of Toledo Guarantee Program, but it's very similar, and so Promise would be appropriate. For the last few years, that anyone graduating from a Michigan school or an Ohio school, in Michigan in particular, what we do is we waive the out-of-state tuition so that we become very comparable to the Centrals and Michigan States, if you will. But this past spring, we announced a program that we call the UT Scholarly Savings Account Program, and that's geared for eighth graders. When they graduate from eighth grade, we put in $2,000 into a savings account in their name that they can monitor on a website. And then each year in high school that they achieve a 3.0 or better, we put another $2,000 in so that they have the ability to have $10,000 when they graduate from high school to go toward tuition or books or fees at the University of Toledo.
So how long has this program been in effect?
We just started the Scholarly Savings Program in late winter, early spring. We have 11 Michigan school districts enrolled. We have 11,600 or so youngsters enrolled. And we've already put in close to $24 million into the savings accounts.
So if an eighth grader gets involved in this program and has the 3-point GPA throughout high school, if they are ready to start college at the University of Toledo, how much money is going to be there for them?
$10,000.
And why did you do this?
Well, we did it for a few reasons. One is over and over again, in research that we've done, particularly with first-generation college students, if youngsters don't see financially that their family can afford college, they give up on high school. They don't see a real incentive to do well. And many times, it might be their junior or senior year in high school before they say, you know, wow, I need to think about college. And their grade point is just at a point that they can't move it forward enough. And so we want to say to these youngsters or any youngster, number one, in today and tomorrow's world, without a college education, most likely you won't have the life that you want. And number two, don't let your family's financial situation be a barrier toward college. And this program, and that's the real reason we started it. We wanted every youngster to say, if I work hard, if I do well, then I can achieve at least $10,000 in scholarship funds from UT.
It's a very competitive situation when going up against all the other colleges and universities, not only in Michigan but in Ohio. Eastern Michigan University has had a huge campaign, I'm sure you've heard about.
Where, I have seen it, yep.
Yeah, where they're not raising tuition, books, room, and board. I guess this will be a good way for you to be able to compete.
Well, to us, the most important thing is that youngsters go to college. We, in a nice environment, we compete with Eastern and with Ohio State and Wayne State and other schools. But the competition isn't really what it's about. It's about convincing people that they can afford college.
Larry, I'm from the Detroit area, so I'm well aware of UT. I always thought that Toledo was part of Michigan because so many people go back and forth, whether it's for work or for school. How many people from the Detroit area do you have as students at UT?
Well, when we started really marketing in the Detroit area. That was 2007, Tony, and we had about 180 freshmen in our class from Michigan, and this year we had about 300. In this fall, we hope to have even more. And so what we want to tell, I grew up in Detroit. I went to Central Michigan, so I'm very familiar with the area, and I'm there a lot. But we want to let people know, number one, UT is less than an hour away from downtown Detroit or an hour away from Grosse Pointe or Birmingham or what have you. And number two, that we have one of the more beautiful campuses, urban campuses in the country. We have professional schools in medicine, law, business, pharmacy. We have a Division I sports athletic program. And we just want people to know we are around. And number two, come and look at us. Because if we're successful in that, we really stand a great chance in seeing how we fit into what people are looking for.
And you are really marketing the Detroit area because you recently had a press conference at Comerica Park.
We did. On Wednesday, we announced a program that's been underway this season that for every strikeout that a Tiger pitcher has, the Tigers put in $100 to this Scholarly Savings Account program. And it's been very, very successful. We have a nice relationship with the Detroit Red Wings as well, the Tigers. We have some signage at Comerica Park. And so it's really been helpful to us to get the word out that we that we want people to take a look at us.
All right, Mr. Burns, appreciate it. I think it's a great idea, and we look forward to chatting with you again. Thanks so
please,
much.
Please stay in touch, and again, I'd love to have you down for a Rocket football game.